Section 5. Lauded be thy name, O my God. Thou beholdest me in the clutches of my oppressors. Every time I turn to my right, I hear the voice of the lamentation of them that are dear to thee, whom the infidels have made captives for having believed in thee and in thy signs, and for having set their faces towards the horizon of thy grace and of thy loving kindness. And when I turn to my left, I hear the clamour of the wicked doers who have disbelieved in thee and in thy signs, and persistently striven to put out the light of thy lamp, which sheddeth the radiance of thine own self over all that are in thy heaven and all that are on thy earth. The hearts of thy chosen ones, O my Lord, have melted because of their separation from thee, and the souls of thy loved ones are burnt up by the fire of their yearning after thee in thy days. I implore thee, O thou maker of the heavens and Lord of all names, by thy most effulgent self, and thy most exalted and all-glorious remembrance, to send down upon thy loved ones that which will draw them nearer unto thee and enable them to hearken unto thine utterances. Tear asunder with the hand of thy transcendent power, O my Lord, the veil of vain imaginings, that they who are wholly devoted to thee may see thee seated on the throne of thy majesty, and the eyes of such as adore thy unity may rejoice at the splendours of the glory of thy face. The doors of hope have been shut against the hearts that long for thee, O my Lord. Their keys are in thy hands. Open them by the power of thy might and thy sovereignty. Potent art thou to do as thou pleasest. Thou art verily the Almighty, the Beneficent.